First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Welcome along, everyone, to the Kickers Matter podcast. It's me, Tim, and today I'm welcomed by two of our co-hosts, and I'll let Mr. Happy go first. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, mate. I'm slightly drugged up.
That's how we like you. You seem happier.
Slightly drugged up and still in pain.
Also how we like you. And the giggle you just heard then was Kingy, Mr. Big Deal. How are you doing?
Well, not Mr. Big Deal. No, I'm Whaley. Yeah, I thought it was Whaley. Yeah, no, I'm pretty good. Bit of a wobble with how all of this COVID stuff was going to unfold with the Steelers and Titans, but it seems like common sense has kind of prevailed ultimately. So, yeah, pretty good.
You would have had to do some work and stop being work shy, wouldn't you?
The issue for me is it wouldn't involve spreadsheets, so I'm completely lost.
It could have. You could have made it into a spreadsheet. We're not joined by Jack tonight. Jack's got some family stuff, some of you may be aware of, and stuff like that. We'll have Jack on soon enough, but unlike the Lions, I think Jack does deserve some good things to go his way. So let's all hope for Jack, really. Because he's got a lot going on. But as it's the three of us and it's Thursday night, this should go out tonight, by the way, so hopefully some people do listen before the game. We're going to go through our start sits for the week. And the first game is the Broncos and the Jets tonight. So I think we're basically starting the defences and then just knocking it off.
I mean, we just start the defences and then move on, won't we?
Jamie, I mean, I quite like Jerry Jeudy for this game, just as like a little side play. But
if I'm taking a wide receiver for the Broncos, I'm taking Tim Patrick.
Yeah, that's because you love Tim Patrick.
Yeah, though. But also you've got their second string quarterback who's going to be playing with the second string players. Probably Tim Patrick was part of that group for a fair bit of time, so they're going to have a bit of chemistry. So that's the reason. It's a bit of a punt. It's literally, if you are seriously desperate, you start someone. I don't hate Crowder. I think Crowder's probably going to see a load of targets because it's Crowder. That's really about it. I don't want a piece. The kickers might do all right.
Tight ends are a play. Both of them, Fant and Herndon for me. Load of dump-off stuff, and we've got a little bit more action recent weeks.
Well, he should do. He should stop being told to block by Gase, the bell end.
Well, hopefully the Broncos absolutely wallop them. And
I think the Jets win.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Jets win.
Better quarterback and Crowder.
Yeah. Are you forgetting that Blake the Snake is on the sidelines?
So basically a pile of shit's on the sidelines. That's going to help, isn't it?
Look, just because he's a worse version of Ryan Fitzpatrick, like...
Mate, he's a worse version of Ella Fitzgerald at quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. I think it's because I kind of have an affinity for Bortles on the Broncos. I used to play Madden with my friend James, and he's a Broncos fan, and he always used to trade for Bortles and have him at quarterback. So for some reason, for me, it just feels like it works. you're pulling a funny face. There was one point where Bortles was actually like an 85 rated quarterback on Madden.
Yeah, but there's always trading for an 85 rated quarterback, like every time.
Yeah, he'd always trade for him. Because...
I've got Peyton Manning. I'm going to upgrade to Blake Bortles.
Well, yeah, but also Peyton Manning would like only be in there for a season, and then he'd retire.
Just one thing on Blake Bortles. I'll say this: if you had listened to this before the match tonight, the game tonight, there's no harm in putting a cheeky fiver on Blake Bortles to score a touchdown, because if he comes in because Ripken does absolutely nothing, he loves to run around. And he's probably going to be silly, silly odds.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look. Keep talking. I'm going to find out.
Ralph Wickham liked to run around. It doesn't mean you'd like him to get a touchdown, would you?
Well, I would if I had my money on him. I'm just going to have a look now. So just fill it in. Here we go. Remember, Broncos, anytime touchdown scorer. I don't want... Here we go. Surely give me odds on Blake Bortles. Give me odds on Blake Bortles.
I mean, so just to fill this in, I think the only things I really want to be playing in this game are probably the defenses,
kickers,
maybe the kickers. I don't want the Jets kicker or anything because I think there's going to be more turnovers than anything. I don't
Crowd,
even
know. Crowder a stretch.
Crowder's questionable.
He'll play. They've literally got like.
I think he'll play, but I don't know if it's going to be any good because if he's not 100% with a hamstring issue, I just wonder if they'll give him limited, like put him on a snap count, and then, well, I can't see that they're going to actually be that effective on offense in this game.
No,
I think this is one for the defenses. Really, to be honest, it's Thursday night football. I wouldn't stay up for it.
I'm not staying up for it.
I wouldn't rewatch it.
I'm not even going to look at the box score tomorrow.
I'll look at the box score just because, you know, I like to torture myself like that.
But I do think Patrick has a bigger day than Judy tomorrow. More fantasy points. Who was it? Timbo, you want to bet on that? Yeah. Be a bet?
I'll have a bet on that.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's enough. We probably covered that for, I don't know, how long did we go? 5 minutes. We probably covered that for 5 minutes longer than we should have.
Yeah.
Cardinals and Panthers. You got Jamie. Anyone you're sitting?
It's difficult. You look at the Cardinals' offense. Hasn't Hopkins didn't train today?
I said before the season that Hopkins' first six games were magic for him, and I think he's going to be absolutely brilliant this year. I really do. Potential wide receiver one, I think.
He's got the talent too. I mean, I had questions about the target distribution, and as I said, I might have said it to you, Jamie. It seems like from the opening weeks, I was reasonably incorrect with that statement because Hopkins seems to be getting more targets than some teams are getting. So that was not a good take.
It's early going, mate. It's early going. I'll say one thing, though, that there's so many people who go on about DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, he's joined the Cardinals and he's improved Kyler Murray. He hasn't improved Kyler Murray's passing. He's improved Kyler Murray's rushing ability and the overall offense, but his passing isn't as good as last year.
The thing is, you could catch a bad ball, right? Because he's been doing it with bad quarterbacks. He can make plays on balls that not many other wide receivers would. So he would improve him in that way, but I get what you're saying. He has improved his rushing ability. I think Kyler's looked every bit the one pick from a year ago.
He's looked very good. I just think people need to stop having the word Kyler Murray and MVP in the same sentence.
He carried this on, he'd be in the conversation, so that's fair. But you can't crown him MVP now. But you know, the similarities between him and, you know, he gets comped to Russell Wilson loads because of his size. I don't think he's got the arm talent yet that we saw from Russell Wilson early on.
I don't think he ever will.
I do think he's got the ability to one, not get hit. Like, he scrambles so well. But also, I mean, that running touchdown he had last week, he left an NFL back on his ass. Like, absolutely strong past him.
He's that touchdown, when I watched it back on the highlights, it looked to me like they'd started the playoff in normal speed and someone had just pressed fast forward on Kyler Murray.
His feet were
literally, and he duped someone as well, made him look stupidly silly. His value is in the rushing at the moment. And I think if there's one player who I think is going to bounce back from having a quiet first three games, it's Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
Against his Carolina.
Yeah, this is definitely a get-right game for Kenyon Drake. Like, if he doesn't do it in this game, then...
I've got him everywhere.
Well, you better wish it's a get-right game then. If he doesn't do well in this game, then really, it's not gone well. the Carolina Panthers are the worst team at defending running backs. I think they might think it's optional. So, yeah, I would... I'd fire up all of the Kenyon Drake that I have. You could even argue to put in Edmonds, because they might actually even be in a spot where they actually have such a lead and the running game is that effective that they actually just mix in the both of them.
Yeah, so it might be a deep flex, in a 12 to 14 team league.
Yeah, something like that.
Obviously, you're starting Hopkins, you're starting Kyler Murray. Is there any Fitzgerald and Kirk? They don't do it.
just on Kyler. Kyler completed 23 of 35
attempts
last game, which isn't a high percentage.
Yeah.
He threw for two touchdowns, but he had three interceptions.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be a little bit controversial with a sit, I think. I would sit DJ Moore.
Yep. Agreed.
In this game. He's not getting the targets that... This is one of the worries that I had for DJ Moore was new offense. Everyone just assumed, oh, no, he's just going to get like this target, X target share. It's a completely new playbook, completely new coaching staff. He's not had that target share that he needs to be successful. And the Cardinals are actually a sneaky, good defense against receivers. Peterson. Yeah.
And I'll say one thing, just with regards to your DJ Moore comment. DJ Moore of last year is Robbie Anderson of this year. Robbie Anderson is getting the DJ Moore targets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm on it, and this might be controversial, I would start Robbie Anderson over DJ Moore. That is controversial. Or
I don't think that is controversial.
Good.
Like, I really don't. Like, I'd be kind of happy with that, because I think with wide receivers, you have to chase the targets, and the targets aren't going Moore's way right now. So
I'm not starting Samuel. I'd start Mike Davis.
In dynasty leagues, I want DJ Moore moving forward 100%.
Well, yeah, you're not getting rid of him for a huge amount at the moment, are you? Even if you were trying to sell him. But you both starting Mike Davis as well? I am. Just for the targets.
He might get
30, 40 yards, maybe a rushing touchdown, and 8-10 targets, 8%, whatever it'll be. He'll get you enough points. He's not an RB1, obviously, but if you've got a Derrick Henry or a James Conner, then you will happily slip in Mike Davis this week.
Yeah,
I'd agree with Davis
that. Go for a second in the league as well.
Yeah,
I think I also think the Cardinals defense is a decent option this week.
I've put the Cardinals defense up in a couple of leagues. I've got the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say what's actually really handy for Arizona is, I think have they got New York Jets as well next week?
Yeah, they've
got
the Jets next week, yeah.
Yeah, so then you've already got your streaming option for next week sorted already, this week. So, because you want to face anyone who's playing the Jets, right? Well, like, that's a defense to pick up.
Just the rule.
and we're not touching Ian Thomas, who's just been absolute garbage. Or Dan Arnold, who will break out of his shell later on in the season.
Yeah, if you want.
Targeted, by the way.
Who? Donald? Dan Arnold. Yeah, he saw targets last week.
Yeah, I think he saw multiple, didn't he? Like maybe two or three.
Yeah, I'm not starting him, but and Ian Thomas has been a massive disappointment.
Yeah, but they're not even looking his way. The whole Panthers thing is just annoying this year. I mean, we knew they were going to be bad, but we thought they'd use tight end, and he didn't even use McCaffrey that well when, you know, before he got injured.
Fourth and one, was it? They didn't use McCaffrey?
Yeah, so you're like...
trying to get too cute.
There's nothing more annoying than the Panthers at the moment.
No. And with that, we'll move on.
The next game is the Colts at Chicago. The 3-0 Bears as well, by the way.
I'm not touching Nick Foles.
No, this is not the game for Nick
Foles.
The Colts. The Colts defense is solid. I mean, yeah. they've had, I think they lead the league in interceptions. I actually wrote about both of these quarterbacks being sits in this game. Both defenses are really mean against quarterbacks. I think Rivers, we've not really seen him be the Rivers that he was in for the Chargers. I think it's because he's not needing to be the guy. He doesn't need to be. So I think, yeah, this is definitely a game where I'd probably sit both quarterbacks. I feel for me, it'd be more a case of who would I be happy to start? Because I don't really want to start Hilton either. The Bears haven't given up a single touchdown to the wide receiver position this season.
They hadn't allowed more than like 60 yards to a wide receiver until last week.
Yeah, so I don't want them. I'd probably have Jonathan Taylor as like a volume play. Like I'd kind of temper my expectations with him.
I think Naheem Hines could be a flex consideration.
Yeah. Tight ends. Well, Jimmy Graham will be started in loads of leagues because everyone will be trying to chase the points. But the Colts are actually the best team against the tight ends in the whole league. So,
well, all right, Jimmy Graham, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if anyone can look good for one game,
he's got three touchdowns this season already.
Okay, but like this is on. Very little, like he's a red zone weapon this season, it seems. But he's like, this is not a game to play him in, I would say.
I agree with that. Are you playing Mo Alie-Cox?
No, I'm really not playing that many players in this game. Like, I'm really, really for me, I'd play the defenses. I would play the Colts kicker, Blankenship, is it?
Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yeah. Just because he wears glasses as well, which I just think is awesome. And
Edgar Davids of the NFL.
Yeah. That's probably it for me in this game. I think it's going to be quite attritional, but I think both defenses are probably trying to get an edge on one another. So
I'd start Montgomery.
I mean, it's for me, it's probably a similar volume. Kind of idea. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Similar idea to start why you'd start Taylor. It's just going to be, he's just going to get all of the touches out of the backfield. So, I can see that.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm happy with that. Is there any chance for Miller or anyone who's going to be going into the slot for the Bears? Just as Foles does quite like a slot type weapon, or are we just saying you're going to give everything to Monty?
The thing is, you kind of have to start. It will start Allen Robinson. Doesn't matter who he's up against, they will start. He will be started. Yeah. Miller is no better than a flex for me.
I'd agree. I've actually got Robinson in a couple of leagues, and I'm probably going to start him just because he does get so many targets in this offense, and I just hope that one of them converts into being a touchdown. Really,
some of the throws that Nick Foles threw last week were they were horrendous.
Yeah, but so it's better than Mitch, eh? Hate him.
Better than Mitch. Wasn't Mitch their leading rusher?
Do you know what? I get he wasn't very good in that game, but he'd been good in the other two. Or at least he led them to a win.
You're only as good as your last game, though, Tim.
Mate, it's the same situation.
Your statement would be absolutely bang on, to be honest, mate.
it's the same thing as everyone going on about Ronald Jones, one mistake. They were waiting for one mistake or one error. And he threw a horrendous pick.
Yeah.
And Nagy was, it was always going to be easier, as I said this before, easier to pull Trubisky than it will be to start Trubisky the season and pull him than to start Foles and pull him.
Yeah.
That was the easiest option for him. I think Trubisky didn't do awfully, but I think they want to see what they've got in Foles. And
I think they just want a steady hand. I think they know that this defense is strong enough that it can keep them in games. They just need someone who can get the offense ticking, doesn't have that many turnovers. I think that's what we're seeing in Foles.
The worst 3-0 team.
Oh, not. Yeah.
Hey, cool. I agree, to be fair. I do think we've not seen the last of Trubisky in a Bears shirt this year. I think he gets another gig, but that's just because...
Was a kicker.
Yeah, probably, mate, or a running back at this rate.
Fucking well, up. I mean, we'll see him in a Bears shirt. He'll just be on the sidelines.
With a clipboard.
Great clipboard. Next game is the Jags and Cincinnati.
The who?
So it's Jags versus the Bengals.
Fire
everyone up.
Fire up Joe Burrow, fire up Robinson. Green, I could see people sitting because...
I'll start Green as a wide receiver, low-end wide receiver too.
Yeah, but I can see people sitting him because they'll just be frustrated with him now. Because he's had the targets. He's had the targets to do well. He's just done nothing with them. There's been some talk about, well, him and Burrow just, they're slightly missing each other because Green's still getting a lot of air yards. But I think people are probably in a spot now where they're kind of like, I want to see it for a week first before I slide him in.
Do you see AJ Green going anywhere else, or do you just think he's a spent force now?
I think the talent's still there.
I think he's
a year off, and he's trying to. This will now be his 43 games in to after not playing for such a long time with a rookie quarterback, a brand new offense for him. I think there are better things to come, in my opinion.
So, there's the rumours knocking around tonight that could be made up about Julio Jones to...
Oh, don't believe that shit. That guy's made... He's looking for attention. Oh, he said the same thing last year about Julio and the Falcons and the Patriots. Fuck off. Attention-seeking whore.
If that's not real, or say the interest is real in a good wide receiver or a vet wide receiver that can make the Pats, you know...
I don't have an accurate quarterback to throw the ball. Just run the ball if you're the Patriots. Run it all of the time.
Yeah, but if they want one, would AJ Green be somebody they'd go for?
They'll be paying. The Bengals have... he signed his tender. Did he sign this offseason?
He got tagged, yeah.
He got tagged. He said he didn't want to leave Cincinnati. The Bengals have said that they weren't going to trade him. The only way the Bengals to trade him if the Patriots are stupid enough to give up a first round pick, and they were stupid enough to give a second round pick to the Falcons for Sanu. So who knows?
That was a sentence of contradictions. the Bengals have got, they're not going to be challenging this year. So if they could get something for AJ Green, knowing they've already got two really good wide receivers in Higgins and Boyd. Boyd's been brilliant, I think.
Don't count out John Ross. Like, I know it's like an unpopular...
John Ross last week, didn't he? Did he get no targets?
Like, John Ross isn't bad. He's just not had a good time in the league. Like,
he's just not good.
He's actually, like, he's not bad. Like, he gets a lot of bad stick, but I think that's just because of the injuries and stuff. If he can put a couple of games together, like, I think you'll see he's fast enough that defenses have to give him a little bit more space than they might like. Yeah, I just think
he's still young as well. He's 24.
Yeah,
I really want John Ross to do well. Really do. I just don't think he will. I mean, he got 86% snap share week one, and he got 5 points. That's against a nasty Chargers defense. But I don't know. He's then got 2 consecutive 0 points. I mean, he didn't play any snaps against Philly. He played 30% against Cleveland and got 2 targets and no reception. So, and you look back on previous years, I mean, his first weeks have been the best, and then he spent the rest of the year injured, hasn't he? So, I just don't see it.
You mentioned Philly, and you talked about the Patriots wanting a wide receiver. If Philly aren't tanking, they would go after AJ Green.
Because
they are not helping Carson Wentz one little bit. They've got one receiver who is training at the moment, and that is Greg Ward.
Yeah.
That's it. One. The Eagles need to sort their shit out.
Got Hakeem Butler.
Who's apparently a tight end. Now, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, John Ross. He's a stash Min Dynasty. Nothing more you want to see.
Jags wide receivers, all of them, you know, some of the lower down ones are a flex play, like Conley and Cole.
Keelan Cole is a high end wide receiver 3 for me this week. DJ Chark. Hey, what are the reports on Chark? Because I'm a little bit concerned about him. Because I don't think he's going to play this week, and I don't think that they're letting out exactly how bad his injury is.
He was a limited participant.
Yeah, I don't think he plays this week again. So you're looking at Keelan Cole, Chris Conley,
Chenault,
and I don't know about DJ DD Westbrook or whatever. He hasn't been active for a while. So you've got those three. Keelan Cole, I like. Chris Conley is a flex at best against his Cincinnati defense. Tight ends, you've got Eifert and O'Shaughnessy. I don't want any of them. I'll start James Robinson quite happily.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you fire up Joe Mixon.
Yes.
This is a Kenyon Drake game as well.
We need to get right game for Mixon.
Yeah. And they need to stop using fucking Giovanni Bernard.
Also, by the way, last week, Philly have given up the most touchdowns to tight ends in the league. And Drew Sample got, like, no targets.
It's weird.
And the game before, when he came in for thing, you got injured. Like
9 or 8?
Yeah, he was just peppered.
Yeah, but he got, like, 8 targets for 41 yards.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great in the tight end premium league. I was like, all my Drew Sample shares have come to life. But
you can't trust him. You can't trust Drew Sample.
No, you can't. And I mean,
you start Burrow, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, if you really have to play Sample, then he's the only tight end I'm playing in the game, realistically.
I would genuinely play Tyler Eifert over Drew Sample, because at least Eifert see targets.
Yeah,
I think they're both as shit as each other, mate.
Yeah,
that's the white red describing it as well, because they're both shocking.
Is that our shit tight end better the week, Jamie?
Oh my god, surely we can find shitter than that.
Yeah, well, we'll have a think on that. Are we done on that game?
Yeah.
Next one to the biggest game of the week. It's the Browns versus the Cowboys. Who are you sitting, guys? Playing all the running backs. All of them.
Kareem Hunt's got an injury that isn't supposed to be serious, so that's one thing to monitor. If he's fit, you play him.
Who? Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He's...
Yeah, I saw that. He was a limited participant or something, hamstring injury.
They don't think it's serious. So that's something to be aware of.
Practice on Thursday.
Okay, so that's something to be wary about. But yeah, you start Zeke, you start Chubb. I'm quite happily starting Baker Mayfield. I know I will start Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's a decent streaming option this week, I think. Yeah. Dallas has given up quite a lot of points to the position, but I think that is somewhat skewed by the Seattle game last week.
And the Falcons game.
Yeah.
And
the Rams game.
What I mean is, like, I don't think they're as bad as their record maybe suggests, is what the point I'm trying to make. Like,
yeah.
At the moment, they're one of the worst teams in the league against the position.
They should be 0-3.
The
Cowboys. Let's be honest.
I would also, like, Odell Beckham for me is a start. Now, that might sound a bit weird to say, oh, you should start Odell Beckham, but I think we've almost got to this stage now with him being in this offense and, like, how long he's been mediocre that he feels like he's fallen out of that, like, oh, you just start him category, and now it's kind of a little bit more matchup based.
Well, he's the wide receiver too there.
Yeah. I still think he's going to be really good in this game. That's what I think.
He was always good against the Cowboys for the Giants, to be honest. So
I'm going to say this. I mentioned it when we did the DFS pods, Rich, about the Cowboys get gashed over the middle. And what did Tyler Lockett middle? Yes, he scored 3 touchdowns, but not all over the middle. But Jarvis Landry is a pretty nice play for me this week.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I would, if I had the choice of Landry or Beckham, I think Landry gives you a much safer floor where Beckham might catch a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown. Might. I think with Landry, you know you're going to get your targets, you know you're going to get receptions.
It's very similar to what I was saying last week about Lockett and Beckham. Lockett and Metcalf. One of them's Tikka Masala and one of them's a Madras.
Yeah, Tikka Masala for me.
So choose what you want.
Yeah.
Madras always for me.
I went Tikka Masala and it paid off.
Yeah, fuck you, Jamie.
Tight ends, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I'd start Dalton Schultz here. I think this is a good game for him as well. Good matchup.
Austin Hooper over the middle of the field.
Nope.
Greg Olsen did some damage against him.
Nah, I don't want it.
In a two, I think if you've got a Jonnu Smith or an Eric Ebron.
Well, you don't have a Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, you're going to start Hooper, aren't you?
You're starting him because you've probably drafted him in a decent place, right? You've not drafted him as a tight end two, have you?
No. Well, we would have.
Yeah, but I think for the majority, the likelihood is you've got to play him, or he's the contender in a certain league to play. So. Yeah, he's going to get targets and he's probably going to do quite well against the Cowboys.
I think quite well for Austin Hooper's 4 targets for 50 yards this week.
The Cowboys have been quite heavy on the blitz and on the rush. You're going to see Baker under a lot of pressure in this game, to be honest. Alden Smith's highest in sacks in the league with 4. So I actually wouldn't start Baker, just to go back on your original point. And I do think Landry's probably the better play than OBJ because he's gonna have a load of dump off stuff. So yeah, I think you play Hooper. I don't like Schultz in this game because I don't really like Schultz. I do think Bell's gonna end up getting a lot more of his targets for some reason. Or they do something at tight end, pick up somebody. For the season, probably get Jason Witten back. Start all the Cowboys wide receivers, you know, your Wilsons and your Noah Browns, because Wilson went off last week with 2 touchdowns. So it looks like that offense, but it might be one of those games. Whoever goes in front, it's going to be run heavy. It's going to be really run heavy.
Yeah, agree.
Any more for any more?
Nope.
New England at the Lions. New Orleans at the Lions.
Start Alvin Kamara. Start of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Thomas is back training, I believe.
Yeah. I think he'll be more of a decoy than anything.
I hope so. If Kamara is the start of the week, if Thomas isn't fully fit, he's going to see so many targets. Latavius Murray is a flex start for me, generally, because he ran the ball well last week. He was used more in the running game than Kamara was. Kamara was the dump-off player.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't know what the Saints are going to do. I mean, for me, you have to get Alvin Kamara involved in the offense. Michael Thomas, if he's on the field, then he's going to get involved. So it just feels to me like if I'm putting in Latavius Murray, I'm hoping he gets it like a goal line carry.
I think he'll see 10 rushes at least. I genuinely think they'll use him a fair bit in this. It's just with the Thomas maybe not being 100%, it means Kamara's kind of situation is going to change to similar to how it was last week.
Yeah, it could do.
He's going to be seen more as of the Christian McCaffrey passing kind of game. What is he, 14 targets you saw of 13 receptions. And Murray will be used to run between the tackles. And he did that well. It's a gamble. It is a bit of a gamble, but I wouldn't. I think you could if you needed to put him in your flex.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, how we...
The teams where you don't know what they're going to do, what on earth are the Lions doing at running back?
Adrian Peterson?
No, but I heard this on another pod. They went, I'd get it if the Lions were competing, but they're not even competing. So why on earth are they giving...
The Lions are a better team than what they are, than their record says. The Lions could go on a run.
They are not a competing team.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions beat the Saints.
I would be a bet you that if you want.
I said I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying I think they will.
Okay.
I said I wouldn't be surprised because the Saints, Drew Brees, I know we call Leonard Fournette noodle legs. I think Drew Brees is now should be known as noodle arm. The boy can't throw the ball more than like 15 yards.
Doesn't need to. How close is Alvin Kamara to?
Hopefully 16. No, I'm just saying. I think the Detroit keep it close.
I think Hockenson's going to be a great play this week.
Every tight end against the Saints this year has done really, really well.
Yeah, the Saints are the worst team against tight end. Yeah. As you start actually Hockenson. Just said. Hockenson's having like a sneaky, unremarkably good start to the year.
Unremarkably solid but boring start to the year.
Yeah.
Solid tight end 10 in the top 10, though, isn't he? Like, not difficult. Like, the tight end in the league are poor outside of the top three.
Yeah.
So yeah, start Hockenson, Jared Cook.
I think
you can probably start him if you need to. Not overly excited, but I'm not going to say I wouldn't start him.
For me, it's really lineup dependent. Like, I'm only probably going to play him if it's a really deep league. I think there's probably a better option out there for
Jared Cook or Austin Hooper. Who you starting?
I'll probably go Cook.
I think a few people will have that kind of decision to make.
Yeah.
Because Hooper would have been drafted early-ish by a lot of people and Cook would have been picked up later or picked up off waivers or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't really trust Emmanuel Sanders or Traquan Smith, can you?
No.
Nope. Don't want a piece of them.
No. For me, the only receiver I'd start would be Thomas. but that's probably because if you drafted him, you feel like you probably have to. Like, I have him in a couple of leagues. So if he's going to be out there, I feel like I have to put him in my lineup.
If you drafted him, there's a very good chance that you don't have a winning record.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to start him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You start Kenny G on the other side.
But in that scenario, Jamie, I mean, you know, in one league, I've got Michael Thomas and Godwin.
Yeah.
But
it's not gone well for you. Yeah,
either one of them is playing, and I'm starting them because I have to. Because like my backup.
I think Godwin's been ruled out now.
Yep, and Scotty Miller's also wasn't at training today. So Justin Watson time, baby.
Fire up Gronkowski.
Fuck.
I'm joking.
Was it Gronk's comments the week before going, oh, I'm only a blocking tight end, I'm definitely a blocking tight end? It was the most obvious thing that everybody knew he was going to get a shed load of targets.
Yeah. But then even then, he didn't really get that many, did he? So, no. You know, it's just crazy.
It's weird. Marvin Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Danny Amendola.
Oh, I love a bit of Danny Amendola.
Yeah, same.
Danny Amendola is like Adam Humphries, Jameson Crowder to me. Just warm and cuddly.
I didn't know you were an Adam Humphries.
I love a bit of Adam Humphries. I've got him. I've got a bit of Adam. I picked a lot of him up at the end of the season last year when he was dropped because he was injured and he had a nice last game. It was like, oh, I do like a bit of Adam Humphries. Mate, I love possession receivers.
Yeah, I mean, especially in PPR leagues, like how can you not?
Exactly. I've got Cup, Humphries, Amendola, Crowder all on one team, and probably more short yardage possession receivers. Just give me I don't care about the 60-yard bombs for a touchdown. I want the 9 targets, 7 receptions, 45 yards and a touchdown.
Kingy's the opposite of that with him being a Tyreek Hill fan. So. Is there any more on the Saints and the Lions?
I'd start both kickers.
Yeah,
both Lux good. Prater is one of the most underrated kickers.
I love that.
The Saints defense has been a bit garbage so far this year, even though they had a big high reputation. I wouldn't be starting them, and I wouldn't be starting the Detroit Lions because the Lions don't turn the ball over that much.
I do think that the Saints will get to Stafford, as most people do.
I'll start Stafford as well, by the way.
Yeah. I think both QBs.
Yeah.
I know you've said what you said about Breeze, but he's still going to get a load of...
Oh, you're going to start him? Yeah.
And then he's probably going to get 2 touchdowns just to Kamara, so...
Fingers crossed.
That's it. Vikings at the Texans.
Honestly, start everyone. I'm starting Cook. I'm starting Cousins. I'm starting Thielen. I think Jefferson is now the wide receiver 2 there. He's probably a wide receiver. I'd start him. I would start Deshaun Watson. I'd start Randall Cobb. I would start Will Fuller. I'd probably start Brandon Cooks, maybe.
Yeah, I would.
I'd even start Jordan Akins.
You're starting Cousins in a minute.
If I had him anywhere, I would. I think against this...
You're not starting any Vikings tight end, I can vouch.
Oh, fuck them. Sorry. Yeah, no. What about David Johnson?
Yeah, I'd start him. I think this is I wrote a piece week 1. Where everyone was starting to take like, oh, David Johnson, he's back. It's like, yeah, he might be back, but you just need to really limit your expectation for the next 2 weeks. And I said, you know, this is where we'll find out if David Johnson is back and David Johnson, or if he was just a flash in the pan for 1 week. So, yeah, I'd start him because I think he's going to see a decent chunk of volume, which is what you kind of would like. Yeah. So,
if you were thinking about trying to trade for Deshaun Watson, you've missed the boat because the schedule starts to get easier now for them, and his price is going to get high. So I think, I genuinely think this could be 30 plus points each team.
Yeah, which is why you don't want either defense.
No. No. Randall Cobb's played well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he looks a great option for...
Obviously, he did that after the first week when I started him. Brick.
One of the reasons why I think he's going to look really good for Watson, and he did it a bit last year at Dallas, when plays are getting extended, he understands where to move. And Tyler Lockett's a big one of them for the Seahawks. And he talks about no plays ever dead, and it was Doug Baldwin and Randall Cobb's done that with Rodgers. He's done that with Dak now, and I think he sees as soon as Watson comes out that pocket, I've got to get open because he'll see me, he'll find me. So
yeah,
I think he's going to be a great option moving forward, and he's been pretty much free up until this point.
Yeah.
On to the next game.
Yeah.
Seahawks at Miami.
Start everyone.
Yeah.
Literally. Everyone.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick could be a top five quarterback this week.
Yeah.
Genuinely could be. So you're quite happily starting Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Mike Gesicki.
I mean, it is Ryan Fitzpatrick, so he could also be a bottom five quarterback.
Have you seen the Seattle defense has allowed is the worst of basically everything?
Yeah, but it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he could definitely be a bottom five quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, we are like Fitzpatrick has had a good start to the season, but you know, we also know that he could just easily come into this game and go, "Nah, I'm going to throw six interceptions in this game if that's okay with everyone." So.
I would bet that he's more likely to be a top five than bottom five.
Oh, I'm not saying what I'm saying is Fitzpatrick for me, you have to understand the fact that he isn't going to be as solid as another quarterback. I can't think of one that like I'm thinking is like a solid floor or whatever. But like Fitzpatrick is going to be a decent streaming option for you this week. Like I prefer Fitzpatrick to Baker Mayfield this week.
Yeah, yeah. Fitzpatrick is going to be a big DFS play.
Yeah, he's probably going to be the DFS play, right? Like, he's going to be the chalkiest chalk in Chalktown.
And he's going to be fairly cheap, probably.
You'd like to think so, but I always feel like DraftKings, like, finds out who everyone's going to want and then bumps the price up for them. But
while we do that, I'm going to have a look because I want to know what his price is going to be. Anyone give me some guesses what they think it's going to be?
7,000.
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm just throwing out a number.
I'm guessing it's going to be like 5,900.
I was going to say, serious guess would be like 6,200.
Let's have a look. Ryan Fitzpatrick is...
5,800.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'm still scrolling. 5,400.
Okay, yeah, so he's the quarterback. DFS play then this week.
And he scored 8.4 points in week one, 27.3 and 25.2. Tyrod Taylor, who is injured, is more expensive than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it like that, it seems very strange to to not play him. So.
Is Adams playing for the Seahawks? Is he?
Jamal Adams, I don't know. I don't think it makes a difference. The defense is still going to be a bit trash.
Patrick will score. He's a difference maker.
Even if Adams was playing, it wouldn't stop me starting Preston Williams, Devontae Parker, Gesicki, or Fitzpatrick. What are your thoughts on Gaskin?
Sit.
Really?
Yeah. I
mean, Seahawks are good against the run, but.
They're good against a run, and he doesn't have the goal line upside because they give Jordan Howard the ball at the goal line. So, for me, I don't... I, like, honestly, if I can sit him, which isn't always going to be the case because with so many injuries to at the position this season, it might be difficult to do that. But if I can, I would.
Greg Olsen starting, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he's more just a start because tight end.
I'll start Olsen. Not starting either of the defences.
No.
And the difficult decision, I think the hardest sit start this week is Russell Wilson. I don't know. He feel like he's underperformed slightly the first 3 weeks.
I mean, it feels to me like I want to say start him everywhere, and then you'll find out this is the game that Seattle decide, whoa, we've passed enough of the ball this year.
Yeah,
we're running from now on.
Chris Carson, is he starting? Was he limited at practice?
He was limited.
That was a dirty fucking thing by the Cowboys. That was horrible.
Yeah. He was limited. So, for me, Carlos Hyde maybe becomes an intriguing flex play just as a result. But I think Carson might, from what I was reading, he might see the field, but he won't probably get a huge workload. So,
I think that if Carson, even if Carson starts, sees the field, if he doesn't, I think they're going to split it between Travis Homer and Carlos Hyde. So, I can't trust either of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts. Do I hear the Dyson?
Yeah, that's the Dyson, yeah.
Dyson. Gee, seriously, you need to make sure your cleaner doesn't come around me when we're doing the podcast.
I'll speak to my wife.
And
it's fine, she's upstairs, she can't hear that. It's fine.
Yeah. What's Russell Wilson?
And it's you doing the hoovering, isn't it, mate?
I'm using the Hoover for something.
Yeah, oh God.
Why you were smiling.
I told you, don't disturb me when I'm cleaning my room.
Isn't Russell Wilson on target for 74 touchdowns?
No.
Is that it?
Is that all?
Yeah, I know. It's disappointing.
Weak.
Chargers at the Bucs.
I'm not playing Herbert.
I'm just going to run through how I... So, Chargers... Quarterback, sit.
Yeah.
Running back, Eckler, I would start. Kelly, I would sit. Allen is probably a start for me.
Yeah, definitely. Can I just
Williams is an intriguing kind of flex play because he's a big body receiver option. Hunter Henry is probably a start because tight end, meh. And that's probably it for me for Chargers.
I heard something about Keenan Allen.
Yeah,
and Herbert over the off season, I think it was that during training camp, Herbert and Allen were quite closely knit together, and Herbert was saying stuff like he knows he needs to get Allen the ball, and he saw 15 targets last week. So Herbert knows that Allen's the best receiving option wide receiver wise, so I've got no issue starting Allen. Williams, I'm a little bit colder on, but
yeah, I'm colder on him. That's why I'd have him maybe as a flex kind of thing. But it's kind of for me, it'd be one of those things where I was like, if he doesn't score a touchdown, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay side. I think you can. Tom Brady, I feel like I would probably sit him, but
Fitzpatrick over him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's quite a few. I'd start Mayfield over him as well. So
I'll start Minshew over him.
All right, we've all had a drink, mate.
I haven't.
You just valiumed off your head.
Yeah.
just Fournette. Absolutely living the dream, mate.
Fournette not practicing.
Yeah, Fournette to me is a sit. Ronald Jones is probably a sit as well. The Chargers.
I'll flex Jones.
I probably won't because I'm worried about what this offense is going to do because it seems that at the goal line they're just looking at Mike Evans. So I just think the Chargers defense is pretty good against running backs. So in that situation, I'm looking at what a team does in the red zone. And it seems like they're happy to pass the ball to Mike Evans in the red zone as opposed to rushing it, even with Fournette there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally get that. And I totally understand where you're coming from. And the reason I would flex Rojo is, A, obviously Fournette's probably not going to play. Godwin is not going to play. Scotty Miller isn't practicing. So what have they got in the passing game? They've got Mike Evans, who catches one-yard passes. You've got Gronk, who's a 49-year-old man who's just not any good anymore. You've got O.J. Howard, who they don't utilise as much. And they've got Justin Watson. So I think there's a potential for Rojo to see a few more targets out of the backfield. I might be wrong, but that's my theory of why I wouldn't have an issue with flexing him.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Like, I think for me that one of the things I'm actually more happy about starting would be on the Tampa side is their defense. The defense is like sneaky good.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And I think they might lead, or they're like towards the top in sacks in the league. And if they bring that pressure to Herbert, I don't think he's going to be as cool as we've seen him previously. So it seems to me like we could be seeing a lot of sacks and potentially turnovers as well. I mean, I think they've had two interceptions in each of their last two games. So, yeah. That's kind of where I am with Tampa.
Agreed. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you start the Chargers D as well.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yep.
Next would have been the Pittsburgh Steelers in Tennessee, but
don't start any of those. Yeah, don't.
Good shout, lads.
Yeah, cheers. 100% accuracy there.
Yeah.
I still don't 100% trust you. I don't know why. Ravens versus the football team.
Washington. I'm going to be really bold and just say I don't want to start anyone in this game. Logan Thomas. I kind of want to see it now and see that it wasn't just like a week one fluke.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin appeared on the injury report just recently, and Marlon Humphrey is no slouch at cornerback. So
he might be a little bit heavier now with the money in his back pocket.
That is true. I think a lot of things are wired now, Jamie. So yeah, so he might be all right. But yeah, I literally don't want to start.
Only I've heard he's kind of cashing on only.
Okay,
that's how it works.
But yeah, so I don't want to start anything in Washington. I don't think. If put it this way, if I'm starting a player from Washington, it's gone badly.
Yeah,
I mean that's going to be a lot of people, right? Yeah,
I think I'd rather start Eric Ebron.
You're running
who wouldn't
get a zero instead of a minus?
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of where I am with it.
I like it. Yeah, I'm there. Fire up the Ravens. Don't play anyone from Washington.
Yeah.
Fair.
Cool. The Giants at the Rams.
Thank you, Rams D. Aaron Donald will once again be on every highlight reel for the next week. Jared Goff will take what he can, but basically just take whatever he wants, because the Giants D is not good. Fire up pretty much everything on the Rams side. If you're firing up Giants, pretty similar to Washington, it's not gone well for you.
Yeah. I think that about sums it up. You're playing everyone from the Rams.
I think you can play Golden Tate.
Yeah.
In a
PPR league,
yeah,
I'm okay with it. Evan Ingram. maybe a similar kind of narrative to that. Like, the ball has to go somewhere, yeah. I guess.
Week to week, it's really hard to pick between those wide receivers in New York.
Well, it's not. You just choose whoever else is on your roster.
Yeah. You're pretty much saying, if you have a Giants wide receiver and you need to play him, play it.
Yeah. Don't play Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Because he's probably going to not finish the game.
Daniel Jones, if he makes it through this game, has done well.
Yeah. Blue Peter badge on its way to you, Daniel Jones. If you yeah, that sums that up. Really interesting game. Patriots versus the Chiefs.
Sit Cam Newton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a definite sit for me. Like, the Chiefs defense is not bad. Everyone kind of sits on them, I think, a little bit because they're not as good as their offense, but like, how can you be as good as your offense?
Really good against the Texans, right? And it is a good beat. I don't know. I just think he's got the potential to get enough rushing yards to be.
Yeah, but like, for me, there's enough other quarterback options that I don't need to gamble on Cam's legs.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm in a super flex, the rate stuff's going. If I've got Cam, I'm probably having a little bit of a dabble with him because all they're going to do is do the impossible.
There was something I heard in a podcast that was interesting, that don't start rushing quarterbacks against a Steve Spagnuolo-led defense because they don't do well. And Lamar Jackson showed that you don't do well against them. So that's another thing to be wary about with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I think his rushing is going to be limited and then you're relying on Cam's passing. And let's be honest, does anyone really want to have to rely on Cam's passing?
Not really, if I can avoid it.
I think you think you can play Julian Edelman because I think that's where they will be going if there are any, but...
Mm.
James White's back.
Yeah.
So whether or not he will play, I don't know. If not, I think you can speculatively play Rex Burkhead.
I mean, in 2020, we're talking about playing Rex Burkhead and James White.
I played Rex Burkhead last week, and he won me my league of my game. 34 points.
I mean,
what a play.
I had to pick him up off the waiver wire the day before because I had nobody else.
I mean, you got more stains than me because I feel like I'd even pick him up and I'd still not quite...
There was no one else. There was no other running back on my team that I could play. That was it. It was Rex Burkhead and James Robinson.
I mean, that's where we're at in 2020, in a nutshell.
Exactly. Yeah. Not nice.
Rex Burkhead still winning leagues in 2020.
Filthy. Sammy Watkins is a start.
Yeah, but the Chiefs, do you play... You drop whoever had a big week the week before. So if you played Hardman for some reason, you definitely don't play him this week because the targets are going back around.
You can't trust Hardman. I don't care if he has... Two good weeks in a row are a bit lucky.
You can't really trust a Chiefs wide receiver because one week, like Tyreek Hill will get all of them. Then the next week, it feels like Sammy Watkins.
But Watkins has been sneakily solid through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, but...
As a wide receiver three...
Robinson, who's the wide receiver over it. Like, it just seems to be how they do things.
Yeah, I mean... For me, it just feels like the Chiefs just have a good offense, so they just scheme.
Really?
Yeah. Like, sure. They basically just look, which cornerback or whatever is struggling in the matchup. Man, that's where the ball's going. Like, they have enough talent, and Mahomes is that good that they can afford to do that.
Agreed. You start on either defense.
No.
Chiefs, maybe. If you're not playing,
I wouldn't hate the Chiefs.
D, right?
D.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it, but I feel as though there are going to be a lot of options out there. Like, you'd have to be playing in a really kind of deep league to.
I'd take the Cardinals over them, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would take this might bite me. I might take the New York Jets over them.
Interesting.
That's kind of my level of where I am with it. So if this, by the time this comes out, like, that might look genius or absolutely shocking. So we'll just have to find out.
Good luck on that. The Bills versus the Raiders.
I think, let's start the Raiders side. I think you can start everyone. The Bills defense does not look good.
By starting everyone, who are you starting at wide receiver? Because
I start Renfro. As a flex option.
You start Aguilar.
I'm not stupid.
But he's wide receiver too.
I do not give a shit.
Is that, I'm not stupid, comma, of course I'll start him. Is that what you meant?
No, I'll start Renfro.
So that includes Aguilar.
Yeah.
No, Renfro, that's what I heard. And Waller. Yeah. Renfro and Waller, you start.
You said everyone. You're starting Aguilar and Zay Jones.
Don't test me. Please don't test me like that.
You need to pop some more pills, Jane.
I'm going to, surely. Don't you worry.
I hope you pop a couple and start Zay Jones everywhere.
No.
I'm
not starting Zay Jones.
Yeah, I don't think you can trust Aguilar, but...
Renfro.
It's only Renfro, so you might have to... in some leagues... you might have to play Aguilar.
What? I mean, no.
Yeah.
So. I wouldn't. I wouldn't actually, because, there has to be a better option.
You think?
So what we're saying is the Raiders are running the fuck out the ball, and it's against the Bills. So yeah. I'm probably not starting many from the Raiders. I'm only going to start Jacobs, and I think he's going to get mashed.
I'll start Jacobs, Waller, Renfro as a wide receiver 3 as a flex option. Derek Carr, I think you can potentially start. He's been fairly solid, especially in 2 QB leagues. And on the Bill side, you basically starting... Is Zach Moss is back, isn't he?
Back yeah, he should be.
Yeah, so you're starting Josh Allen. I'm not sure I want to start either. I would start Devin Singletary over Zach Moss, and you start Diggs. John Brown missed.
I would not start Diggs.
What?
Yeah.
Even with John Brown not training?
Yep.
Well, I love me Stephon Diggs. What's wrong with Stephon Diggs?
Nothing's wrong with Stephon Diggs. The Raiders are really good at defending the receiver position, and Josh Allen is a decent quarterback, but... Like, I think when I looked at it earlier, Stephon Diggs... About
decent quarterback.
Been magic. MVP candidate, some might say, Jamie.
I'm gonna bring up...
More than Murray.
I'm going to bring up the stats for the Raiders, but I really want to say that they haven't given up a touchdown to the position yet. I think that's what I remember. They've given up one. So they've given up an average of 16... I don't know.
Traquan Smith?
16.6 points to the position, which is only two teams have less, which would be the Cardinals and the Chiefs. Like, they're sneaky good against wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, mate, I mean, anyone can use stats, but they played Carolina and New Orleans without Michael Thomas.
Okay.
Right, so... I mean, how many did they give up to Kamara in that game?
A few.
Like a wide receiver in that game.
Okay, but that's a different position.
Yeah, no, but that, like, what you're saying is you're comparing stats for teams that pretty much didn't target the wide receiver.
But, like, Anderson had a really good week 1.
Yeah, no, but I know
didn't score.
Henderson's that good. So, like, that it's all fair to use the stats, but...
Okay, someone want to beer about me then?
What, but there is a...
How many points did Diggs get?
Three.
Diggs does... Okay, so I'm going to set the line now. So Diggs does not finish as a wide receiver two.
Oh, I'll take that all day long.
Okay, cool.
Top 24. He'll do that on one play.
Okay, cool.
One busted play with Josh Allen running around like a madman.
Okay.
There is a touchdown to a wide receiver in this game for the Bills.
Okay, that's fine. So, Jamie, you're taking me,
Tim? I'll take you top 24, yeah.
That's my bet that there's a touchdown to a Bills wide receiver in this game.
My bet is Diggs will not finish in the top 24.
But I just made you a separate bet.
That's not what I asked you for.
No, but he's asking you for it.
I'm trying to use your own stats against you.
Ooh.
Okay, fine.
Okay, write them down. Write them down, Timbo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen back and write them down later.
All right, so those are free bets then.
they're absolutely happening. Anything more in that game? By the way, Josh Allen's looked brilliant. We're Josh Allen fans, Jamie, but I think he's looked brilliant. After doing so well and then not great, he then...
Love Josh Allen.
Anything else, Kingy?
Nope.
On to an interesting game that's probably going to end up being called the George Kittle game. The Eagles versus the 49ers.
That was a purposeful sigh in case that wasn't actually audible over the Dyson.
That sigh was almost like you're an Eagles fan. Because that's what they...
I'm not an Eagles fan. It's just like... this team just wants to quit. Like, they didn't play to win in overtime last week. Like, they got to a stage where it's like, go for the field goal. Because Jake Elliott might not be...
He wouldn't have got a 64-yarder.
He nailed like a really long one.
Yeah,
59. I think his career long is a 62 or something. Let's hold up. But even on that one, because I think that was the last minute. It might have been against the Bengals.
No, I think it was against the Giants. His longest one, wasn't it? Oh, I can't fucking remember.
I'm going to have a look, see if I can pull up his longest kick. I seem to remember he had a really long one. It was like, I feel like it was...
63.
So he has the longest field goal, 61.
Okay.
And from what I remember, there was still a decent amount of space that he had. You know, he had a decent clearance over the bar. It wasn't like it just squeaked over for a lick of paint or anything. So... I don't know. I'm not saying he would have got it, but like Jesus, like at least go for it.
Was that after they'd had the penalty and got moved back?
5 yards, yeah.
I don't know. Like for me, it just feels like the Eagles just want the season to finish, which is fair. If I was Carson Wentz, I'd want it to finish as well.
They didn't use Miles Sanders like they should have last week either. Idiot.
Honestly, they're a mess. I mean, the division's a mess, but they're a mess.
6-10 will win it.
And that'll be the Cowboys.
Ugh. Ugh.
It genuinely will. I mean, there's enough in that offense of the Cowboys to get enough wins to be top of that division, right?
I'd hope.
If the Cowboys don't finish top of that division, they should quit the NFL.
Should just pack it up and go home and I'll be
Let's
be honest, we all know Alex Smith is going to come in as the QB for the Washington football team and they're going to go and win it all. Win the division.
I would honestly love that.
So would I.
What a story. Anyway, so in terms of Eagles...
Greg Ward. That's Greg basically Ward. The only healthy wide receiver they've got.
Zach Ertz, what are you doing with Zach Ertz?
Starting him?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'd have to start him because of where I would have drafted him, but like, I feel like he's going to have a really bad game because
there's no one else to pass to. literally nobody else to pass to.
Which kind of works both ways, because yes, there's no one else to pass to for Carson Wentz. There is also no one else to defend.
Don't talk about Greg Ward like that.
But like literally, you can just put like, you know, one cornerback on Greg Ward, put a cornerback and a safety on Zach Ertz, and yeah, congratulations, you just won the game.
What about Miles Sanders?
Yeah, but he's got to get out. He's got to get out of the box with the, that awful offensive line. So that's a good luck kind of situation for that. So,
are you starting a 49ers running back against this stout Eagles front?
Don't know, to be honest, because I don't know who the quarterback running back will be.
Okay, you're starting Jeff Wilson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I probably. If I'm needing to start them, then I've probably picked up injuries. Like I have a Saquon Barkley or a Christian McCaffrey or something like that. So I feel like I'd almost have to just roll the dice and hope that I get the, like a touchdown from,
yeah
from Wilson or Jarrett McKinnon. So
just Odell Beckham has been added to the injury report with a back injury.
Okay. Yeah. So that's gone well. 2020. Can we just end 2020? Is that
We're nearly
cool?
there, mate. We're nearly there.
Just bin it off. Honestly, just bin it off. I like McKinnon. Generally, just wanting to do well, so I'm starting him. I've got him in a couple of leagues, RB heavy leagues. I think he's going to start to produce a lot more for them.
He can't handle a full workload, and he's shown that. That's the only concern with McKinnon.
Yeah, they'll probably use him on the goal line then.
No, they'll use Wilson on the goal line. McKinnon will be the passing downs and between the, and up until like the 10-15 yard, and then they'll use Wilson unless Mostert's fit, because obviously Coleman's now on the IR. Mostert is, I don't know what the report is on Raheem Mostert. So
the talk from inside San Francisco is that they're really happy with McKinnon.
Oh yeah, of course they are, because they've actually got him on the field.
Yeah. I'm all right with playing him. I'm probably playing Ayuk as well.
Yeah. I'd play Ayuk.
I don't know.
Sanu.
I'm going to say this. The 49ers have upgraded their quarterback position.
Shots fired.
No. Not shots fired at all. Mullins actually gives them something at quarterback. Garoppolo gives them piss all.
Garoppolo does what he needs to do. Like, they don't actually need, like...
Did they need Mullins to throw for 300-odd yards last week? No, he did, because he's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he doesn't, like... Garoppolo just kind of takes what he...
He's a pussy.
He's Tom Brady-like. Tom Brady for... Certainly, like last couple of years, and for the Patriots, like he was just a game manager. That's what Garoppolo is like, and I'm not slighting him at that. He's just that's what he is. He's not going to win you a game. He doesn't often lose it for you either. He just kind of meh.
Wow, he does love an interception.
Yeah, but he is just meh. Like.
He's just bang average.
Yeah, he's just meh.
Yeah, but who wants a meh quarterback?
The 49ers do, obviously. I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of teams that would love a meh quarterback. There's plenty of teams with below average.
Bengals did it for years.
I'd give me Andy Dalton over flipping Jimmy Garoppolo every day of the week.
Not in San Francisco. I mean, he's ginger for one.
Yeah, Andy Dalton goes to San Francisco. He's immediately the number one quarterback there.
Andy Dalton will not be able to survive in San Francisco because he will literally burn.
Sunblock, Rich.
I mean, you'd have to block him from the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tim will tell you. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I've been in that stadium. It's open air. Like, he wouldn't survive.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to bend the tour off.
There's a reason he lives up north, mate, because they don't get much sun up there.
That and house prices.
yeah, I'll vouch for that, mate.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers off that game. On to the last game of the week, which is Atlanta at the Packers.
Ridley's just been added to the injury report, didn't practice today.
Yeah, and you are
Julio
going,
did.
You are going 0-4.
Julio 20, did.
2020, just fuck off. Like really? We just can't have anything.
The Falcons defense absolute garbage, but the only thing I will say, and I don't think the Falcons will win, but the Falcons in recent years have bitch slapped Aaron Rodgers all over the place. In recent years, I'm not saying they're going to now, but I'm just saying in recent years they have. In the way that our defense is playing, if you look at who's not playing for the defense, our cornerbacks are fucked.
I mean, Jamie, like, to bitch slap these guys, you're gonna have to be up by 40 at halftime the way you're playing this year.
And we could.
Their defense isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're not winning that.
I'm not saying we will, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do.
I would be surprised.
Okay, give me a point spread. And I'll take you, and if you're that confident on it, I will probably take you up on it. If you think, how many do you think they win by? How many do you think?
By 10 plus, they're winning.
I thought you said you'd take him.
I'm thinking.
Is it hurting?
No, I'm just trying to work out. Yeah, I'll take your 10.
Cool. It's another one I'll have to listen back for.
So I have a free bet then.
I will listen back.
Of course you will.
Having said all that, I'm starting both QBs because Ryan will have to throw, no doubt about it. Rodgers is making up his own plays apparently. Pretending his headset doesn't work.
It's fair.
And I think you'll have a little dab along Gurley, maybe.
Brian Hill's looked better than Todd Gurley this year.
Yeah. Aaron Jones, you're playing?
Oh, definitely.
Alan Lazard or Valdez Scantling.
You start both of them.
Yeah, because especially if Devontae Adams misses.
Even if Devontae Adams plays, you start both of them.
Tonyan's a little play as well.
Yeah, start him. Literally, just start all your Packers.
Yeah. Hayden Hurst, what do you think of Hayden Hurst?
He's been a fucking disappointment.
Like, I feel as a... I'm so disappointed because I picked him up so many places because I was like, guaranteed, this is the kid. I'm going to absolutely fucking smash this year. And he scored that touchdown early last week and I was like,
one catch,
yep.
1 yard, one touchdown.
I was like, yeah, that's right. This is it now, boys. And I did the worst thing I could have done, which was message one of my mates and go, do you remember when you took the piss at me for taking Hayden Hurst? You're going to regret that now. Oh, wait a minute. He did nothing else. Oh, all game.
I saw something that the Falcons are just going out with three wide receiver sets and just not even, they're not even planning to use Hurst in the same way that they had Hooper. They're just trying to get a lot of blocking out of him. I'm sure I read something like that.
Jamie. Sounds like Dirk Cotter being a fucking idiot again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you have talented players, like, why would you want to use them? Like, I heard this Julio or Julio kind of guy, overrated. You know, don't give him the ball.
Massively overrated, not even like top 50. And,
yeah.
The thing is, he didn't even play and Hurst barely got targeted.
I mean, it seems as though Hurst falls behind literally just spiking the ball. Like, that's how it feels, like, as a Hurst owner, especially. Like, I'm just like, oh, God, just give him the fucking ball.
He's turning, Hurst is slowly turning into a touchdown or bust tight end.
Yeah, and it really upsets me because I really thought, I took quite a lot of flack for saying that Hurst was going to be a better version of Hooper during the off-season.
Well, athletically, he is.
Yeah, but, like, that doesn't help me with, like, you know, when I'm saying to someone, he's going to finish higher. Yeah, it's just, I just, 2020, I'm just like kind of, I'm kind of bored of it now. It's just, it's not giving me anything nice. It just seems like it's just constantly kicking me in the nads.
From an NFL point of view, definitely.
Yeah, from an NFL point of view, yeah. Sorry, I should say that.
any more for any more? You starting Sternberger? I'm not.
No. Who?
Jay Sternberger.
Who? Is he still even on the roster? No, I'm not starting him.
Koo's injured, isn't he?
Yeah, which is annoying.
They'll bring Matt Bryan back.
Haven't they? They've got a guy in the practice squad now.
Oh, fuck. So Giorgio Tavecchio.
No, it's someone else. It was a name I didn't recognize.
So someone's shit then.
Well, I mean, you just need them to kick the ball.
Yeah, some kickers struggle.
We've been at that for the last 2 years. Kickers are getting worse.
Koo's an annoying one for me because I'm one of the only leagues I have to play kickers. I had Koo and I was like, I'm feeling just quite solid about this. Like, he's just doing well. And now I'm probably going to be in a situation where I have to drop him and some twat is going to pick up another kicker.
I know, that's the annoying thing.
Like, I play in so many leagues where, like, literally people will go, oh, I have a kicker. I need to have a backup kicker as well. You do not need to have a backup kicker.
Yeah.
Build a bridge.
That's been your saying of the night, that one. Might be the name of the pod.
Build a bridge.
Build a bridge pod.
Any more on that one? Are we done?
Done.
No. Oh, Jared Cook doesn't practice today.
Lovely.
Breaking news.
Breaking.
With the 59th pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Roberto Aguayo, kicker, Florida State.
The time has come for the world famous Roberto Aguayo corner, where it'll either be a hit or more than likely than not a wide right miss. We have all got a miss between all of us.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.